Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo joining us for two important updates today, one for this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting, two for the upcoming city election. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
All right, we're trying to keep cool here in the dog days of August.
It has been hot.
Indeed, yeah, but everybody showed up at the meeting.
Yes, everybody was at the meeting. We started right off at 4 p.m. with agenda item number one. Karen, regarding the request of Cubic Labs, 1495 Hancock Street, for a special use permit one day liquor license for their annual blockchain week at Kilroy Square. The week's events from September 9th through the 11th. And Ian Kane was there and spoke about Cubic Labs. It's a startup blockchain, and this is what Ian does for a living. They've hosted here before. Happy to have them back. This is a private event. If you want more information, it's Cubic Labs to get on the list. This is the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and from 3 to 6, they'll have a private reception of sorts with beer and wine. And that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number two, here regarding the request of Off the Hook Bar and Grill, 1269 C Street, for special use permits and temporary extensions of their license premise for the Quincy Stripe Bass Classic on August 16th and their annual Oktoberfest on October 4th. The events are from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. and will include live music. The extension is a portion of Bayview Ave adjacent to the restaurant. John Galligan was there. He spoke about this will be the first annual Stripe Bass Tournament with prizes and some live entertainment. And then, of course, his annual Oktoberfest on October 4th with same outdoor setup with a German band and perhaps some other music. And that went through 5-0.
Well, the Striped Bass Classic, Nikki, do they actually go fishing first? And they do?
They do.
Okay.
They just had a flounder roundup.
Ah.
Yeah. And this, okay. And then, so he got the idea to do the striper contest. Yeah. Should be
okay.
Fun.
Is he going to cook up the striper?
I think he will.
Okay.
I think they will if you want them to. Yes.
All right. All right. That's neat. Okay.
Yeah. Agenda item number three, him regarding the request of Break Rock Brewing for a temporary extensions of their license premise for the following dates: August 29th, 30th, 31st, September 27th and 28th, October 10th, 11th, 19th, 25th, and 31st. Hours are noon to 10 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Sundays. The extensions are within the boardwalk park adjacent to his outdoor patio. He's still working out some of the logistics, but he did say that he does want to mimic the maritime event that happened over the 4th of July and that it was a great success, and that he's been working with Marina Bay Management on that. And so those dates again: August 29th, 30th, 31st, September 27th, 28th, October 10th, 11th, 19th, 25th, and 31st. And there are rain dates if in fact he gets rained out. So that was Jay Southwood representing Break Rock Brewing, and that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Jay Southwood again, agenda item number four, here regarding the request of Break Rock Brewing for a special use permit one-day liquor license for the Clash of the Creek Bago Cornhole Tournament at Pageant Field, 1 Marymount Parkway, on Saturday, October 4th, from noon to 6:30 p.m. Food provided by Black's Creek Barbecue. Jay spoke about this will be the first annual. They're working with Boston Bago, who run a cornhole tournament company. And, of course, Black Creek's Barbecue, which everybody knows and loves, and the Break Rock Brewing Beer. So that'll be a fun event. This is the first annual. He said he may, you know, expand it to be a big family day in the future, but to see how it goes for this one, it is the cornhole tournament. And that went through 5-0.
Okay, it's just amazing how people have taken cornhole and just run with it and making all these huge events around it.
It really is. I have cornhole at my house, and I love it.
Yeah, everybody loves it because everybody can play it, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I won't be pole vaulting anytime soon, but I can throw a bag. Good, okay.
I was going to brag about how good I was, but since anybody can do it.
Well, I didn't say anybody could do it well. Anybody can do it. Scoring is a different story.
Yeah, it's fun, for sure. Agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of Ying Ji Jiang Fen for a common victual license for the premise located at 60A Billings Road, proposed manager Jackie Wan, proposed hours of operation 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've have their application in, all their inspections were done. This is a Chinese food, Cantonese rice cakes, seats 25 people, and that's 60A Billings Road, went through 5-0. Agenda item number 6. Hearing regarding the request of J&J Coffee LLC doing business as MOTW Coffee and Pastries for a common victual license for the premise located at 279 Willard Street. Proposed manager Ali Javid, proposed hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Ali Javid was there. This is a franchise. I did get a chance to go on to the website and check it out. Specialty coffees, drinks, cakes, nice clean open air coffee space. So that went through 5-0. Also, agenda item number 7, hearing regarding the request of Baidu Family LLC doing business as Mochi Nut Wanzo for a common victual license for the premise located at 19 Billings Road due to a change of ownership. Proposed manager Du Thai Pho Bai. Proposed hours 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is also a franchise, Vietnamese coffee, snacks, buns, sandwiches, needs a couple more sign-offs, before the license will be issued, but, as soon as those sign-offs go through, we'll be able to issue the license.
Okay. The whole Billings Road corridor has become a really thriving business area.
It certainly has. It certainly has. And good for them. The food's phenomenal.
Yeah. I tried Vietnamese food not too long ago for the first time and really enjoy it very much.
Yeah. It's delicious. Agenda item number 8, hearing regarding the request of Cumberland Farms of Massachusetts, Inc., doing business as Cumberland Farms. First, a transfer of the off-premise package store wine and malt beverage license presently held by Neon Beverage LLC doing business as Neon Marketplace. And two, gas station self-service license for Cumberland Farms, Inc., for the premise located at 453 Washington Street. The manager, Hani Aldakahala. This request is due to a change of owner and operator. No changes to the existing operation. Attorney Elizabeth Pisano was there, and she assured us that everything is going to stay the same. It's just going from Neon Marketplace to Cumberland Farms.
Gotcha.
And that went through 5-0. It was advertised on 7/31, and there was no one there for or against, and it went through 5-0.
Okay.
Our next hearing will be on September 9th.
Okay, which will be after the September 2nd preliminary election, which is
That's
what we need
right.
to talk about next. Yes.
That's right. We're busy, busy gearing up.
I'm sure.
The logistics done. A couple of dates that we should be mindful of. Saturday, August 23rd, will be the last day to register to vote here at City Hall. That's 8:30 to 5. It's also the start of early voting here at City Hall, and that's 8:30 to 2:30.
Right. That's something to be aware of, is the 2:30
yes.
time. Yes. Okay.
Yes. And then there'll be no early voting on Sunday. We'll pick right back up on Monday morning, 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Thursday.
Right.
So the 25th through the 28th.
Gotcha. Okay. That's because we're approaching Labor Day weekend.
That's right. Exactly. So a side note, I walked the site of our temporary polling place in Ward 6, Precinct 5, the Nickerson Post yesterday, with DPW, T-PAL, and Quincy Police. And we're setting up the logistics for people walking up, being mindful of the curve in public safety, and taking all that into consideration. And also, the setup of the hall. And so that went very well.
Okay. I know you mentioned before the post will be closed for business that day, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or during voting hours, I should say.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So everybody's been so helpful and so cooperative here in the city and there at the post. So it should be a good day. I think that, your other 31 precincts will be open throughout the city. We're working now with the schools, the custodians, setting up the logistics there, and all of our signage, of course, signage for Ward 4, Precinct 2, and Ward 4, Precinct 3. At the Quincy Lodge of Elks, same parking area. However, we're going to be going to the lower level hall there. If anyone, has any questions about that, but we will be putting up signs to let people know that we're going to the lower level there. We're certainly advertising it in the Quincy Sun and getting it out through QATV, which is always a vital component of, changes in the city and making sure that everybody's aware of these changes. And we appreciate that as well.
And there's no school that day on September 2nd. So folks should be aware of that, right?
Right. So they go back the next day.
Right.
And
yeah.
So that's why we made it September 2nd. We, at first, we're looking at September 9th. But where we do utilize so many schools, we brought it back to September 2nd so that the kids don't miss another day of school.
Right. Yep. And for mail-in, Nikki, how does that work?
Yeah. So we have the ballots now.
Okay.
You can request a ballot by mail. We're doing mail every day. We got the first 550 or so out last week, and we've been averaging about 15 a day, and getting those out. Absentees are out. So, if you need a ballot, you can certainly go to our website, download the application, and email it over. You can go to Secretary of State's website. They have a portal there that sends it directly to us. And certainly you can early vote or vote on election day.
Right. Yeah. And is there a deadline to request a mail-in ballot?
There is.
Okay. I want to say it's Monday the 25th.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Deadline 5 p.m., last day to apply for vote by mail for the preliminary election.
Okay. Very good. And do you have the Dropbox outside again for
We
those?
do.
You do. Okay.
We do. Yep, we're checking it daily.
I'm sure. Yes. This is the point where I ask you, do you have a turnout prediction for the preliminary, Nikki?
So, with the Ward 6 race on the ballot, and of course, the at large, Ward 6 is one of our higher turnouts within the city. So we expect a high turnout in Ward 6, which will bring our overall number up. I expect within 18 to 20%.
Okay. All right.
I know it's high. I know it's high,
Mm-hmm.
but Ward 6 Precinct 5 and Ward 6 Precinct 3, they really do come out, and we are encouraging everybody to come out. This is, the heartbeat of Quincy are our elected officials and what we need from them. So, it is important, and if you need any more information about the candidates, I know that you've been doing some candidate interviews, so QATV.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've invited all of them to come in here and talk with us, and many, many have accepted. So we invite folks to check those out on our website. So in Ward 6, yeah, there are four candidates, including the incumbent, seeking re-election. So that'll be narrowed down to two after the preliminary. And for at-large, there are eight candidates.
Eight,
Yeah,
and it'll go to six.
for the three at-large seats. So that'll go down to six for the final on November 4th.
Yes, it's coming quick. It's
Yeah.
almost the end of the year,
Well, during license board, you had, events in October already. So
That's
yeah,
right. Yeah,
it'll be here before you know it.
you got it.
And then your office, of course, Nikki, folks can always reach out, right?
Yes, of course. Our election department, 617-376-1144. The girls are willing and able to help with any voter needs there.
Excellent.
So that you know, too, we are working with TPAL for some spots right out front of City Hall. Here, we will have some handicapped spots marked off here and some early voting 10-minute parking available right out front. And of course, the municipal lot in the back of the Quincy train station, there are spots available there as well.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Good to talk to you as always. Appreciate the information, Nikki.
You too.